Great. Well, thank you for being here, everyone. Can you guys hear me okay? So I'm Heather Neese. I'm a VP of Strategic Development at the Island Institute and a physical oceanographer by training. And I'm going to be facilitating the day today. So if you have any questions or ideas or anything in terms of feedback, please feel free to let me know. As you all know, we're here to talk about ocean acidification, and we're just really pleased to have so many people who've traveled so far and taken time away from their work on the water or from whatever other pieces of work you all are doing to be here to help us understand this issue. So thank you for taking the time. Susie Arnold from the Island Institute is going to introduce a little bit more about this event and why we're holding it. And I just wanted to say organizationally from the perspective of where I sit that we are really concerned about what's happening with the changes in the environment offshore. There's a huge unknown around what's going to happen with ocean chemistry and coastal waters chemistry off the coast of Maine and elsewhere around the Gulf of Maine. And we really have been hearing a tremendous amount of concern and requests for support and more information from the communities that we serve, which are the 15 year-round island communities off the coast of Maine and remote coastal communities in Maine and elsewhere. So we just are really glad that have you all here to help us understand this problem better and figure out what the next steps are that we can do about it. So thank you for being here. Susie's going to talk a little bit about why we're holding this specific event now and what led up to this, and then I'll come back to just where the bathrooms are and what the agenda is for the day.
Thanks. Hi, everybody. First of all, thank you so much for coming. I'm really happy that you all can be here. As Heather mentioned, we work with island and remote coastal communities in Maine, and thus we work with a lot of fishermen. And since about 2007, correct me if I'm wrong, we've been holding something called Fishermen's Climate Roundtables. And during those annual meetings, we've been hearing from fishermen about their concerns about the changes that they're seeing out on the water. So we've heard in recent years a lot about warming water. No surprise there. But we've also recently heard about concerns regarding ocean acidification. So at the last Fisherman's Forum last year in March, we held a session on ocean acidification, and many of you were there. And from that session, we created a group who was interested to learn more about ocean acidification in Maine. After that, we were able to get some generous funding from the Maine Outdoor Heritage Fund to hold this meeting. Then in the summer, many of you also were able to attend the meeting that we held called the Climate of Change, and that was in Portland, July 31st and August 1st. And it was a two-day workshop on the impacts of climate change on fisheries in New England. And we had a small panel on ocean acidification. And one thing that became clear after that panel was that we needed more time to talk about ocean acidification. Rather than people leaving kind of informed and empowered, I think they left very concerned and a little bit scared. So there was a very clear need to have more time to address this topic as a group. So here we are today. I want to thank the steering committee that helped me think through this day-long meeting. That steering committee includes Esperanza Stancia from Maine Sea Grant, Todd Capson over here from Sustainable Fisheries Partnership, Joe Payne from Friends of Tasco Bay, Emily Norton, there you are, from Maine Coastal Program, Joe Salisbury from UNH, he'll be one of the first speakers, Bill Mook, somewhere, or maybe you are here, great, from Mook Sea Farm, Linda Mercer from Maine DMR, Linda, where are you? Beth Turner from NOAA. Beth over here. Angie Brewer from DEP. I don't know. Oh, you're here. I haven't met you, Angie, yet, but nice to speak with you on the phone and over email so much. Curtis Boland from Casco Bay Estuary Partnership. Back in the room. And I believe that was it. Hopefully I didn't miss anyone. So finally, I just wanted to thank our funders. I mentioned Maine Outdoor Heritage Fund. Also, Maine Sea Grant, Maine Coastal Program, and Sustainable Fisheries Partnership has made this meeting possible. So, with that, I think we can go over some logistics and get started.
Get back where the bathrooms are? Yeah. So for those of you who didn't see on the way in, the bathroom is that way. The men's room is kind of straight ahead. The women's room, you take a left and then immediate right. We are here for the day, including for lunch, which is scheduled to happen right around noon. I'm going to try to run pretty tightly on panelists and discussions, but we've built a lot of time for questions and answers in around all of the presentations. So for each of the presentations, there should be, you know, 10 or 15 minutes of presentation, in some cases 5 minutes, and then 5 or 10 or 15 minutes for Q&A. So please, as you're listening to speakers, either, you know, feel free to ask your question right away or wait and know that there is a good question and answer period built in from all the presentations. In terms of any other logistics, I think you all have the agendas in front of you, so you know sort of what the panels are as we go through the day. We're going to start with a science panel this morning. We have just two talks, and then we can have longer talks to provide more of the detail and help us understand this topic, which I think I was saying to Kathleen earlier, somebody made me feel better once by saying that people who understand physics and people who understand chemistry can't understand each other, and I understand physics, so it's okay that I can't understand chemistry. But it is, I think for not just me, hopefully, but for everybody, carbonate chemistry in marine environments, I'm looking at Larry Mayer, who is my chemical oceanography professor, is extremely complicated. And I think a lot of chemical oceanographers probably don't fully understand it. And so it's really, really hard to get the science right for ocean acidification, and that's something important for us to all keep in mind. It's a lot more complicated than warming water temperature, which may have complicated results, but the actual physical change is pretty easy for us to understand. So we're really glad to have Shailen Bush here to talk with us about sort of an overview of the subject, and then Joe Salisbury to talk more specifically about this region. Shailen is recently transitioned from the West Coast, from Washington State to Washington, D.C., and she played an active role as a scientist in Washington State's Blue Ribbon panel on ocean acidification that has been active there, I think, over a two-year period or a year period. So Shailen was a part of that process and saw the kind of making the sausage of having industry and policymakers and scientists all working together there. That's far ahead, I think, of where anyone else in the country is, so it's wonderful to have her here and bring that perspective as a scientist. Is having been part of that process too. And then Joe is going to bring us back to the region and be able to talk more specifically about the Gulf of Maine. Joe Salisbury is a chemical oceanographer at UNH and was also a commercial fisherman. Apparently only got one citation the whole time. He was fishing for 15 years. That's pretty good. A well-behaved fisherman. So we're really glad to have the two of them here. They'll set the scene. And then we're going to have three other panels. We've termed it a stakeholders concern panel, but it'll really be able to lay out what are people seeing, hearing, concerned about on the water right now. That'll be before lunch. And then after lunch, we have two other panels. The first one will be kind of what's going on for the country in the region at the state level in terms of addressing this issue. Those will be very short presentations, but then we'll have a much longer time for discussions and questions and answers about, you know, what does all this mean for Maine. As part of that, we'll have Jay Manning, who was a co-chair of the Washington State panel. He'll be participating remotely, so hopefully that technology will all work, and we'll be able to ask him questions as well. And then we'll have a mitigation and adaptation discussion about what are some actual activities and actions and projects going on the ground here and context around that. The breakout groups between basically 3:15 or so and 4 o'clock is going to be the time when we ask all of you to take back what you've heard from the day and really digest it and work in small groups to answer a couple of key questions. So looking ahead to those and thinking about what we're going to be asking you to do at the end of the day, those three questions are going to be around what are the areas of concern in terms of implications to Maine businesses and stakeholders. A second question around knowledge gaps and key questions that you were left with. So if you have questions that you asked and you didn't get fully answered, or you had questions you didn't have time to ask, or questions you think someone else would have asked if they were in the room and weren't. And then the third question is very specifically, who are the priority audiences or groups or events where those audiences tend to show up in Maine, where you think that the information that we've all learned today should be shared. So in other words, over the next year or two in Maine, who else needs to know what we all learned through the course of the day today, and where do you find those people? How do you actually get information out to people about ocean acidification? So concerns for businesses and stakeholders, questions that are still unanswered, and who needs to know this information and how do we get it out to them. And then at the end of the day, we're also going to be asking for people to, you know, sort of put their hand up and talk to Susie or one of the other people who've been involved in the pushing this issue into the spotlight for Maine. Todd Capson from the Sustainable Fisheries Partnership, Esperanza Stanchia from Sea Grant. Check in with those folks if you have an interest in being involved in an active way as part of the state working group going forward, so that we all know who we should be connecting with and who's willing to help. So that's sort of how the day will roll out. Any questions right now about the overall agenda?